Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Turn up your volume. This is Unfuck Nation. Now here's your host, Gary John Mitchell.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome to this week's episode of Unfuck Nation. I am your host, Gary John Bishop. Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you. As I thank you every week, because I want you to get that this thanks is genuine. It's real. It's not just a fucking, you know, a line that I spout. I genuinely appreciate you and for lending me your time and your interest and your openness to this world that I'm creating with you. And there's a subject that's been on my mind to kind of breach with you. And it's this whole notion of procrastination, right? Procrastination. Now, procrastination is an act in much the way that not doing is doing. So not doing something gets you the results of not doing that thing, right? So action and inaction both produce results. But often in life, I hear people talk about this thing, you know, I'm a procrastinator. And look, if you've read all the books, you already know that I tackled the notion of tagging yourself like that, right? Like, I am a procrastinator, like you've caught some fucking disease or something, right? Rather than I procrastinate. But, you know, I've been asked the question a few times, you know, well, why the fuck do I procrastinate? Now, before I dive into it, sometimes for those of you who continually ask yourself why you do certain things can often become a reason not to act. Okay, well, I don't know why I do this, so I'm not going to do shit about it. Rather than like, I could be in the inquiry of this, figuring this out while taking new actions. You know, because many people really believe there's like one big thing that if they found that thing out, the mystery would be solved. But I usually point people in the direction of, no, you like to live with a mystery because it gets you off the hook for how it's going. Say that one again. It's worth saying again. You like to live with a mystery because it's an easy explanation for how it's going. You don't have to actually interrupt it. So when we look that back to this whole notion of procrastination, so many people just get to throw their fucking arms up in the air. Oh yeah, I'm a procrastinator. I mean, I could be fucking awesome, but I'm smitten by the procrastination bug. Which is, you know, complete fucking horseshit. Now, I'm going to break this down for you so that you get a real sense of how flippable you are as a human being, right? So for those of you that have children, or those of you that have a really demanding thing in your life, like a kind of career or a duty or something that just demands of you, what I'd like you to notice there, if you take a look, you'll notice there's a lot of things you do in relationship to those things that is purely automatic, and that in fact, there are certain elements of that you don't even get away with procrastination. And that's because at some level, those things in your life, It's like you have to shape up for them because they matter to you. Like you have to do it. There is no alternative. You have to. Which leaves everything else thrown into that big bucket of fucking procrastination, right? Because it's the stuff that, on the face of it, some of it, it seems like you have to do it. But you'll push it out and push it out and push it out as long as you can. Some of you are like, you know, give you 3 weeks to do something and you'll take the last half day to get it done. And all the anxiety that that entails and the 2 weeks, 6.5 days of worry that you're running out of time before you get it done. But it's all ultimately just to ensure the continuation of the myth that you are. You're a myth. So it's not so much this procrastination thing that you need to overcome. It's you actually have to really confront, seriously confront your relationship to yourself. Like what you've done to yourself. And you guys have heard me make this little comparison before, you know, like if you talk the way you talk to yourself to other people, if you behave the way you behave with yourself to other people, if you fulfilled on your promises to other people the way you fulfill on them to yourself, you'd have no fucking friendships. No one would want to be around you. You'd be a pariah, a fucking asshole. But the reality is you're an asshole to yourself. In what way are you an asshole to yourself? You say things to yourself all the time. When you get little glimpses of like fucking motivation or inspiration, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and this is my year and I'm going to and then you don't. And the reason you don't is because you know that even when you make that fucking declaration, there's no grit there to back it up. There's no fucking dirt under your fingernails to back it up because you've had a lifetime of not backing it up. And so how we explain that is, oh, yeah, this must be procrastination. This has nothing to do with my relationship to myself, or rather my relationship to what I say to myself, which is at the heart of all of it. The heart of all of this, my friend, is your relationship to yourself. And for just too many of you, your relationship to yourself is that you're full of shit. You know, but today's a new day and, you know, January's a new fucking month and the beginning of a new year. You know, I have 2 cups of coffee this morning. I'm fucking feeling pretty pumped. Let's go, day. Let's go. 3 o'clock. Oh, fuck. Do it tomorrow. I'm just taking a break right now. No. I'm on track, actually. I've been getting ahead. Many of you do that, by the way. Come out the gates like a fucking champion, put the brakes on and suffer at the end. Because your relationship to self, right? You have a relationship to you. And ultimately, you will suffer in that relationship to you. You'll suffer. Your life will suffer. Your potential will suffer. And sometimes, by the way, look, I'll use myself as an example, right? Like, I don't always keep my word. There's plenty of times when I said I was going to do something and I didn't do it. Plenty of times. But I don't relate to myself like I'm a procrastinator. I just look at that a situation where I didn't honor what I was going to do. And that matters to me, that I didn't honor what I was going to do. And so I'll deal with myself and deal with my wife and do what I need to do to get that fucking thing turned around. And it only shows up for me like a problem because that's what my life's about. Maintaining, fulfilling on, expanding one's relationship to oneself. What I don't do is start telling everybody how fucking overwhelmed I am or how much I've got my plate or you should see it over here or this is crazy. No, I just take care of business. And if you follow me on TikTok or Instagram, you'll see, You know, I did there's one up there recently about being a victim and how easy it is to victimize yourself. This is one of the ways. The procrastinating victim. Like, it's not me. It's this thing that's fucking wrong with me. That if this thing wasn't wrong with me, I'd be fucking awesome. Bullshit. And again, people spiral away looking for the answer, all the while procrastinating themselves into a darker and deeper hole. When I get this figured out, I swear to God, I'm going to be a fucking unstoppable force of nature. The bishop fella, he says something about honoring your word. Fuck that. I know there's some secret to the universe. So I'll pursue that line. It's not easy to always honor your word. It's not easy to always follow through in what you said. And I know some of you like to fucking trim back the bushes, like, oh, well, maybe I won't make too many big declarations like that about what I'm doing or not doing. Make myself and my future and my promises a little more manageable. It's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you being someone who's no longer willing to describe your life performance in terms of procrastination. What a fucking crock that is. Look, when the game of your life is big enough, you will be challenged to fulfill on all that you've said. And so you fucking should be. Because the game should stretch you. It should be a little too much. Not doable. Fuck doable. Doable? Are you fucking kidding me? Doable. Seriously, doable. What's the point in that? No, I mean, you got to be a little more interested and fucking remarkable. I had a client one time who was very accomplished, by the way, and had fulfilled on a lot of big things in their life. And they basically came to me because they were just plateauing. And that might be you. You might be somebody who's already done some of the big things in life that you wanted to do, and you're plateauing and you're wondering what's next. But all of that just comes down to awakening yourself to creating a life that you're inspired by, creating the outcomes. And even then, if you're like, well, I don't really find much to inspire me, then pick things that stretch you. You'll get inspired. You'll get fulfilled. You'll get lit up. Procrastination is an easy way out. And if you haven't gathered that by now, it's all fucking bullshit. It's all bullshit. It's a mask. It's a little corner of the cave where you get to hide out and explain your life to people and to yourself. Oh, I'm a terrible procrastinator. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're just not holding yourself to account. You're not honoring your sense of self. You're dishonoring self. You're running yourself down. You're treating yourself like you don't matter. You know, like all those people, you say you're going to do something and you fucking jump through hoops to do it, even when you're resenting it and hating it and don't want to do it, but you do it anyway because honoring your word with that person is more important to you than any of it. And yet, with yourself, fucking, come on. I'll do it later. I'll get to it. I mean, look, just imagine, you know, you are two people. One person making promises and the other person on the receiving side of it. How long would that union last? Not long. The one on the receiving end would get pissed off and decide this friendship, partnership, connection, whatever you want to call it, was bullshit, was inauthentic, was not real, not genuine. And that's where you begin with this. You confront how not real, how inauthentic, how bullshit your promises to yourself have been. What you've done to the power of language and speaking and creating your life, what you've done to it in the name of God knows what you've done to self, how you have diminished your sense of self. So the next time you turn to the old procrastination handbook to explain why your life is going the way it is, hold it right there. deal with yourself. Because whether you've noticed or not, nobody's coming to save you. All right, we're going to take a little break right now. After the break, we're going to take our question from the nation. If you haven't checked out the Unfucked store yet, please get yourself over there. Some very cool things over there. T-shirts are moving like fucking hotcakes right now. We're finding it hard to keep up with it all, actually, to be honest. And then also, the planner that I've been talking to you about is out at Amazon, doing great, as is the desktop calendar, as are all the fucking books, right? So I don't talk about other people's products here. I talk about what I'm doing and the message that I'm getting out there. One of the things that we've really been working on with the calendars, and we're doing it for future years too, is they'll include quotes from new books too, and placed strategically in certain days of the year to inspire you and wake you up, right? So they're great for yourself, but they're great for the people in your life too. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right, welcome back. This is the part of the show where we take a question from a member of the nation. And this afternoon's question is an interesting one, to say the least. This is from Jeff. And Jeff says, my wife and I have been dealing with a toxic in-law relationship. My family, for some reason, has not treated her the way I have expected them to. They have been disrespectful, rude, and just plain nasty to her. We have done our best to give them every chance to make it right. We held them accountable and basically erased them out of our life. Recently, I've been trying to contact us about fixing the relationship because my mom misses me and my daughter. The issue is they don't respect my wife, and we are not allowing people who speak poorly about us to be around her. We are looking for advice on how to handle and approach the situation. They're not used to being held accountable, and we don't feel this is genuine. Any advice would help. Thank you. All right, Jeff. Well, as you know, with a show and with everything that I do, I give it to you straight, okay? So there's clearly a piece missing in here, right? So your comments here are just basically a big complaint about them, right? They clearly have a complaint about you and or your wife, okay? They clearly do. I don't know what that complaint is, but they have one. Is that complaint legitimate? I don't fucking care. They have one, like you have one, okay? So here you have this group of people on this side and this group of people on this side both complaining, okay? And what's in the middle of this is your family, and more specifically, your daughter. So your daughter's in the middle of you being fucking right about them while they're being right about you. And no one is looking after this child and ensuring that they experience and fulfill on the fullness of a family. Okay? And, you know, Jeff, look, I always give it to you straight. You know this. You're dug in. You're positioned. You have expectations. They should be a certain way. They should act a certain way. Okay. And I just need you to know that your position and all of that is keeping you dug in. In fact, they're now reaching out and you're dismissing it already. You're saying they're not genuine. What do you want them to fucking do? Set themselves on fire? You want them to jump through a fucking hoop for you? They've reached out. Do you realize the amount of fucking guts that takes? Do you realize the level of vulnerability one must expose? You're exposing yourself to judgment and ridicule and being dismissed when you're the one reaching out after a difficult time in a relationship? So two things at place here. You honor their courage and their bravery, and you listen to them authentically from where they are instead of from where you are. If you are genuine, if you are serious about wanting to have this thing fucking work, then you need to let go of some of the shit that you're holding on to. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, you need to get to the heart of What is this disconnect between, let's say, to your family and your wife? What's happened there? What did happen? I feel as if there's a piece of this that you're not being clear about, and I think it's deliberate. Okay, all you're talking about is what they're doing, but I don't hear why they're doing. And there's clearly something at play there that needs to be resolved between you and your family. And by the way, between you and your family. Now, if after all of that, right, there's still a condition between you both that doesn't work, then that's fine. But then you should find something that works for your daughter and for your daughter's relationship with your family, okay? Not yours. You should find something that works there. But ultimately, none of this will get resolved if you continue to be positioned. Now, look, if you left me that message, looking to be like, oh yeah, fucking Jeff, go for it, man. You're awesome. You don't need me. You don't need what I have to say. But all too often, people will split their entire family in half for being right about something. And that's what's at play here. Take away all the, oh, and the way they treat on the da-da-da. That's right. But your answer to all of that was split the family. And you might say, well, I didn't know what else to do. That's fine. But I've talked about this on other episodes. I've talked about how the way we punish others is by taking ourselves away. So your plan worked. You punished them. And they hurt. And now they've reached back out to see about trying to fix this thing. And it seems like you just want to take them to another level rather than meeting them where they are. Like, no, fucking show me you really mean it. No, that doesn't make up for it. And I've said this in books, I've said this in podcasts, and this isn't just for you, Jeff, this is for fucking everybody listening. Don't pretend that sorry would fix shit for you, because underneath it all, the human being desire to be fucking right will burn all in its path. All in its path. It'll trash a marriage, trash a family, ruin a business, start a fucking war. So let's not pretend that that's not what's at play here, because if you take away all the he said, she said, that's what's at play. I'm right, you're not. And then what you end up with is self-righteousness, people elevating themselves. I'm a better person than you. You're a lowlife. You're a scumbag. You treat people like da-da-da. Here we are. But you know what? You did send me a message which tells me there's something in there with you that's not okay with how all of this has worked out. Something in there with you. And I get your desire to fucking defend your wife and blah. My own view is, you know, I'm married. My wife can defend her fucking self. She doesn't need me to do it. If she does, we got a problem. So there's something in there with you that wants to see some sort of reconciliation. You just don't know how to do it. And quite simply, it comes down to this. Sometimes you have to say to people, look, this is what works. This is what doesn't work. And what you are doing, in my view, doesn't work. You might think it works. I get that. But I don't think it works. But I've made you wrong for how you were. I made you wrong and I cut you out. And I'm not going to justify myself and I'm not going to explain myself, but that's what I did and I own it. I want to find a solution. I want us to find a solution. And my request is that you work with me here till we find one. And it might not be instant, but we'll find one because I'm committed to that. And that's it, Jeff. You work from there, my friend. So if my voice is ringing in your ear right now, if you felt like fucking switching this off, dude, I'm giving you the fucking truth. Straight from my heart to yours. And as well as you know, if you've listened to enough of my stuff, you know the truth hurts. Can be painful to hear. But that doesn't diminish its power or its purity. Because the truth, my friend, is the fucking truth. All right, that's it for this week, you guys. Have a freaking great week. If you want to participate in a future show, if you've got a question for me, if you've got a comment for me, if you've got something you want me to touch on in the show, 646-450-3203.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.